I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
There has been a leak from somebody that I don't know can be trusted, but it doesn't matter. This is radio. We'll talk about it anyhow, that there have been UFOs that have crash landed here on Earth, and the United States government not only has the crafts, but has the bodies. Now, this whistleblower kind of seemed to me, but there was a press conference the other day about aliens or about UFOs. There is a space force, so tax money going into paying for, well, just that, a space force. So the Twitter poll, brought to you by PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement Trust, PJ.com, do you believe in aliens? 68% of people say yes, Doran. 32% of people say no.
They're real.
Of
they're
course
absolutely
they exist.
Real. The government just doesn't want us, obviously, doesn't want us to know.
Well, there'd be panic.
Oh, my God. Panic. Especially now, like 2023, what people would do and just, I mean, people would, both pranks and things of that nature. I mean, it would just be insane for people to know. But I think that the leak, they said it's for the first time, I guess. They said it's for the first time, right? Like that somebody that's actually came out that was in a position of power to have to know these things. With this leak, it's going to transpire into something else. It's going to transpire into possibly somebody finding something and be legit about it.
Let's say that aliens came to Earth, and they came here to take our planet, to take all of our beautiful natural resources, to, I don't know, do whatever they want to do with our planet. Do you even have faith, because I don't, that we as the human race would be able to band together and fight the aliens?
No.
It'd be a huge problem, man.
Huge problem. With other countries?
We'd have to get along with China.
Right.
We'd have to get along with Russia.
Russia.
We'd be totally screwed.
Done.
There's no way we'd be able to fight back against the aliens.
But if there is one way for us to all unite, that would be the only way.
You know what? You know what? I wouldn't like to see it, but I do think it would give us our best chance.
That would give us our best chance.
We'd all be pulling at the same rope.
Yep.
Because it would be facing us right in front of our face. Here they are. Here are the aliens. They're going over the White House. They're going to blow bleep up. Yeah. I mean, it would give us our best chance. I still don't have a lot of faith. We were talking about this in the pre-show. And somebody suggested that we read the book, Who Built the Moon? And I guess the basis of that book is that we, Earthlings, built the moon.
Do you believe that?
No.
Not at all?
Buddy, they've been working on 28 for 50 years. It took them 4 months to dig up my street last year, and they're doing the other half. They just started yesterday, and they're going to be doing it the next 4 months.
What would the point be to do that, actually?
I have no clue. I'll have to read the book.
To persuade the minds of human beings?
It would probably have to do with something with gravitational pull. Maybe the Earth was spinning off its axis. We got to put a giant old rock up there for gravitational purposes. I don't know. I have no clue.
If you got if you got paid to go to the moon, would you go?
No way.
No?
Doran, I have to drink 5 beers before I get on an airplane.
Oh, that's right.
An airplane that flies over land. You launch me up into space? Now, if all the rich people do it, like if a bunch of people get on Musk's giant flying penis to space and we see that time after time after time it proves to be safe and Bezos, whatever, whoever's giant penis that they launched to space. Callis wanted to correct me there. It's Bezos. Who did I say? Musk. Yeah, well, he's on it too.
Yeah, yeah.
He'll figure it out. He's done a great job with Twitter. I think if a bunch of people had gone, I could go, but it would take some persuading.
How long does it take to get there again?
It's hard to say.
Callis, you know?
Yeah.
Well, what? Ask again.
How long does it take to get to the moon?
I don't know. That's a good question.
You don't know. You don't have to pretend. You don't know. Who knows? I think I could eventually get on a spacecraft if it's been proven to be safe.
You can't even eat solid food. You have to eat out of those like tubes or whatever.
Is that actually? I think that's just because it goes flying around. I'm sure if it was a commercial flight that you'd be able to get at least a little bag of peanuts. but I don't think they'd turn off your seatbelt sign for a while.
Oh, that'd be wild.
Would we walk around on the moon with those big old helmets? Like, yes. I guess we would.
Yeah.
Got this text, Crowley, read the book. I'll read the book. I'm not going to pretend like I believe in that, though, that it's man-made or that the earth is flat or anything like that. I'm not Kyrie Irving here.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.